You got the morning team, Tom and Tad, News Radio 630 WLAP. Listen, if you grew up in Central Kentucky, there is a, and you got a few years under your belt, there's a chance that rock and roll in your life was WAKY in Louisville, and maybe WKLO. John Quincy's on the phone with me. Good morning, John.
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
Pretty good. We got a reunion of old, well, first of all, let's preface this whole thing. Last year, we had a reunion of the people that worked at WKLO and Wacky. And we didn't know how it would turn out, and it was so fantastic, we had to do it again.
That's right. The one we did last year, we kind of threw together in about 6 weeks' notice, and we did it in the middle of the week, and a lot of folks weren't able to come, so we said, this year we're going to do it right. We're going to have it on a weekend. We're going to have it in the summer, and we're going to give everybody plenty of notice so that they can make arrangements to come. And it's coming up this Saturday.
Yes, it is. And the neat thing about this one, last year it was closed, but it turned out so well, said, hey, let's open this up to the public.
That's right. It's open to the public. Anybody can come and mix and mingle with the guys they grew up listening to. Even in Lexington, Wacky had a great signal during the daytime. And I remember growing up in Lexington. Of course, during the day, I would listen to WLAP and WAKY.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But anyway, how did this all come about for you? What possessed you to start a reunion last year?
Well, it actually goes back to the radio station that inspired me to get into radio. I live in Charleston, South Carolina now.
Mm-hmm.
But I got into radio because of going to Louisville in 1970 and listening to a radio station unlike any I'd ever heard before, and it was WAKY. And I said, man, that is so, so neat to hear a radio station done that way and done that well. So as soon as I came back to Lexington, I said, I have got to learn how this is all done. And WAKY in Louisville with folks like Bill Bailey and Dude Walker and Gary Burbank inspired me to get into radio, and I eventually did.
Yeah.
And so we started this tribute website to Wacky last year, and all the folks said, hey, it'd be cool to kind of get back together, and so we did. The website, by the way, is 79waky.com.
Mm-hmm.
There you'll be able to find recordings of Wacky and pictures and find out where the disc jockeys you used to listen to as a kid, where they are now.
Well, now, I worked for WKLO for years, and unlike Wacky, Wacky's signal came to the east. KLO's signal went to the south, you know, and it's going to be, it was so much fun last year to get all these guys that you hadn't seen in years and guys you'd heard of, and girls, too, news people. And this year, it's going to be fun to find out, when it's opened up to the public, who walks in the door.
That's right. That's right. We're expecting a lot of folks there, possibly as high as 500.
Mm.
Big Brothers Big Sisters is the charity that we're doing this for, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Kentuckiana. That's one of the things we wanted to do this year, was have a chance to give back to the community. And we know that a guy who used to work at Wacky, also used to work in the Central Kentucky area, a guy by the name of Woody Stiles, used to be a big supporter of Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Of course, Woody is no longer with us, but we thought that it would be great to pick that charity out, which was dear to Woody's heart. And so all the money that that we're going to raise at the reunion goes to Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
All right. Open to the public at 8 o'clock, right? And one of the best bands to ever come out of Derbytown, the Monarchs, are going to be playing.
That's right. The Monarchs will be there. If you would like more information about the reunion, get a chance to mingle with folks like Gary Burbank and Bill Bailey and Johnny Randolph and Bob Moody and Jason O'Brien and Tom Dooley and Gary Major and Tim Tyler and Mason Lee Dixon and Dude Walker and even you, Tad.
Yeah,
Murray.
Even me.
That's right, because you had a fake name when you were up there at the WKLO, didn't you?
I was Bo Brady.
Bull Brady on the
Boogie Boogie. And the hits keep on coming, man. $25, right?
$25 to get in. And the website, if you'd like to find out more information, is LouisvilleReunion.com. LouisvilleReunion.com. And we hope to see everybody who remembers Wacky and WKLO this Saturday. It's at the Clifton Center in Louisville, and it starts at 8 o'clock. We're going to have the Monarchs, a lot of disc jockeys, a lot of good times, and talking about the old days. We'll also have a silent auction. We'll be auctioning off things like actual gold records that were presented to Wacky, and some of the portraits that used to hang in the Wacky lobby of some of the Wacky disc jockeys, plus a lot of other cool stuff, too.
A fun time, and just to raise money for a good cause, too.
Excellent, excellent. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Kentuckiana. Once again, that website is LouisvilleReunion.com if you'd like to find out more information. LouisvilleReunion.com.
All right. John, thanks for talking to me, man. See you Saturday night.
I'm looking forward to it, Ted. Thank you.
All right, LouisvilleReunion.com. You got the morning team on News Radio 630 WLAP.